very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This is the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We are here at the Voice of America this Thursday, June the 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight we are talking about the decision by the South African government to extend the Zimbabwe exemption permits by 6 months. This means that holders of permits can stay legally in South Africa until December 31st. The South African government had previously set the deadline for expiration on June the 30th. Zimbabweans are expected to regularize their status in South Africa or face deportation after December 31st this year. Over 178,000 Zimbabweans in South Africa are holders of the exemption permits, and some of them have applied and are still waiting for responses from the Department of Home Affairs about their applications for waivers and new visas filed in the past few months. The extension comes at a time when various rights groups have taken the matter to court, challenging the decision to deport expired ZEM permit holders. The matter is still before the courts. Zimbabweans in South Africa have reacted differently to the news of the extension, with some saying although they are relieved, they would still want to get a more permanent solution like 5-year stays. A Zimbabwean woman who did not want to be named, who spoke to our Studio 7 reporter Tuso Khumalo in South Africa, had this to say.
We're happy because it's not easy to pick up your life again and go restart again. And as you know, in our country, things are not stable, jobs are not there.
That there was a Zimbabwean woman who did not want to be named, speaking to our reporter Tuso Khumalo in South Africa. Khumalo also spoke to Loveness Vundle, a ZEP holder. Let's hear what she had to say. That there was Loveness Vuhle, a ZEP holder, speaking to Tuso Khumalo. Another ZEP holder, Chakanaka Mangena, told Tuso he was happy that he can now move freely without fearing the police until December. That there was another ZEP holder, Chakanaka Mangena. Another ZEP holder, Nomvula Ndlovu, also gave her views on the extension. That there was ZEP holder Nomvula Ndlovu giving her views on the extension. Vachitaura vari muSouth Africa, Mai Lucia Homo vanoti shuviro yavo ndeyekuti nyika yeSouth Africa iwedzere makore, kwete mwedzi, yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvigare munyika iyi. Let's hear what she had to say.
Kusunaka kwemabasa kuri kutishungurudza, nekuti kariwana basa remurungu anoda kuti ndikutori pabasa rangu. We need to apply a permit. utaridza murungu slip utaridza kuti wakamira chi permit apa hazvisi kubuda however acha kudzi vanhu apply wawo haasi kubuda only a few less than 10 vakawana however and it's very hard kunowana kuwana ino general work permit muno zvichatonetsa like nini hangu handishandi handikwanisi kuwana kana mari kutenga yekubhadhara waiver kindi 3 waiver yacho handishandi ndakangogatsika tingona kuti dai mwari wangopindirawo takwanisa kugara kutawedzeka makore 3 kana 4 tomboshanda kutsvaga vasatori 1 4 4 ndorongedzawo ndoenda kumusha ndakakandira sikuru wangu 2 kategoriya inochengetwa nekazensi tai kuzimbabwe ticha ikoko kuti ticha kuti handichari kutambira ini ndofanira kushanda kuno ndowana something kutumira sikuru wangu mablanketi echando kwakutonhora vandawo chikafu vaenda kuita sikuru wangu kuti handisati ndaona basi zvatingona kuti dai mwari vapindira hurumende yemusouth africa vatipawo mamakore 3 kana 4 ndinorowana basa ndoshandira mhuri yangu by so after 4 years aiwa noendawo kumusha zvinenge zvaringana iko zvino is too early waiver dzacho hadzisi kubuda hapana ataona kana pemiti hapana
avo vanga vari amai Lucia Homu vachitaura vari muSouth Africa nemutori wedu wenhau Shingirai Madondo. Cebisi Ndlovu, a youth in South Africa, also welcomed the extension. Let's hear what he had to say. Alton Debele also thanked the South African government for extending the permits. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yo, Mr. Mina ngesingami ngiyabonga kakhulu i-government ethi asizwele as extended ama permits. Because that is the speaking look at elizwe South Africa, you call up this panda corner. She wants it to my Ezra and assist Babu telling her that Conomo is speaking, laying Ganesate, the get massing up as some of Padding Ganesate, because some of the guys in Ganes call. So, Angela Leo Minang, I'm happy cooling it maybe. If Unjalo government is familiar, it's totally in what it is. So, who's called Savers Lapis South Africa?
That there was Alton Debele in South Africa giving his view. Let us now take a short break. Please stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue of the extension of the Zimbabwe exemption permits, we are joined by Diana Zimbudzana Chambara, the program's manager for the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum based in South Africa, and Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda of the African Diaspora Global Network, also based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Hello, Mr. Sibanda.
Hi, good evening, and thank you very much for the invite.
Yes, I will start off with the lady, Diana Zimbudzana. What's your take on what we have just seen happening in South Africa?
It's a move that's to be lauded, but our fear and sentiment is that it's a short period, 6 months period to then. I mean, people who are already in a limbo will continue being in the limbo. So it would have been better or wiser yet the minister given people more time, probably an extra 1.5 years, so that then whatever needs to be concluded could be concluded within that space of time. But if we look at it now, it's just 6 more months, and then that's it. We don't know now whether that will be it, or there will be another renewal. So there's also now the fear of the unknown and the unexpected as well in the mix.
Thank you very much. I will now go back to you, Mr. Sibanda. You have been in this issue and you have been following, and there is a court case. What's the position at the moment regarding this extension? How are people receiving the extension?
Well, look, the people of Zimbabwe have suffered a lot. And because of that suffering, they are happy to receive whatever legal that they can receive. But realistically speaking, this is an abuse, you know, of the rights of people that are vulnerable and people that are being, you know, that have been thrown out of their country because of, you know, issues that were beyond their control in their country. And now they find themselves in a constitutional democracy where their rights should be upheld and where the constitution does provide some form of protection. But we see what the Minister of Home Affairs is doing is that he is continuously, you know, abusing, you know, these people and you know, trodding down upon their rights, in the sense that this is the third extension of 6 months. I mean, this is the third extension, and the first one being 12 months, then the second being six, and this being six. Now, no one can live a life in piecemeal. It actually, you know, comes to assume that ZEP holders cannot plan for their lives. They are living at the mercy, you know, of the department that says, you know, they can live for 6 months. They don't know, you know, what's going to happen after 6 months, how their children will continue to go to school when they have made a life in South Africa and legitimately expect to continue staying here, and that is not being taken, you know, into consideration.
So from your view, what should Zimbabweans be doing now as they await the 6 months up until December? Those that do not have any waiver or any extension, what do they do?
Well, look, the waiver itself is actually, it's a criminal, you know, action by government again, in the sense that when you look at the waiver seeks to imply that, you know, the very same exemption permit that were given and with the requirements waived is going to be issued again, which is highly improbable, because you cannot scrap, you know, the ZEP, which is a waived, you know, visa, and then say you want to bring in, you know, another visa where people are going to request for visas. And remember, you know, people pay about 1,550 rands when they apply for these waivers. And when, again, they want to apply for the visa itself, they, again, you know, are going to have to pay another, you know, visa facilitation fee. So you can see that the government is actually asking people to do, you know, waivers, a small piece of paper to say, okay, we have waived this, but there is no guarantee that those visas are going to be issued. And if in any way the visas or the permits are issued, they will be issued for what duration of period of time? And it's actually going to cause a bigger outcry, because then the South Africans will also say, but wait a minute, you said you were discontinuing the ZEP, but this creature that you are bringing is similar to the ZEP. So the government needs to be very decisive about what it is doing, and that decisiveness must be based, you know, in the constitution of the country, in the laws of the country, which basically allows a person who has lived in a country for a period post 5 years to acquire permanent residence. It doesn't matter that it has been piecemeal, you know, but it is beyond, you know, the 5 year period. And in terms of the interpretation of statutes, there is no way that, you know, the ZTP holders should not get permanent residence, rather than the abuse that they are currently, you know, receiving now.
Mm-hmm. Tombodzoka kwamuri amai Zimbudzana. Tinoona kuti madzimai nyanya ndivo vamwe vanga vari kuchema chema vachiti zvinhu zvakatiomera pari zvino. Zvii zvamuri kunzwa zvichemo zviri kunyanya kubva kumadzimai vakatarisa zviri kuitika panyaya iyi yemapepa?
Zvichemo zvikuru ndizvozvo zvekuti iye zvimwe zvikumusha kuZimbabwe kwakatarisana netsarodzoka. Zvakwakatarisana netsarodzo kudai vanhu vanga vava kufunga kuti zvino kana tikanzi titakure mikwende yedu takadzokera kumusha kune sarudzo, tinonokwanisa kunogara sei, tichizvimirira sei, uye mari yekumusha yacho haichina chaichatenga. Vanhu vanenge vabvawo kuno kuvasina kana chouviri, vonobatana nei. Saka kumadzimai zvinenge zvichivashungurudza zvikuru sei nekuti ndo vanenge vaitarisa vana vachitarisa muri vachitarisa kuti vachikwajikwa here vana vaenda kuchikoro here. Saka zvine izvozvo zvinoita kuti zvinyanye kuvashungurudza zvakanyapa mona.
Rambai maka rambai makabata zvenyu ipapo. Tina kola aripo. Hello kola, how are you? Kola, hello. Kola, muri kutinzwa here? I'm not sure if our caller can hear us. Hello, caller. I will now switch over to Mr. Sibanda. I think there's something wrong with the caller's line. We can't hear the caller. Hello, caller. Mr. Sibanda, I just asked a question to Amai Zimbudzana about what kind of issues people are facing. If you could tell us in Ndebele, what are some of the issues that are people facing and coming to you to say, hey, how can we overcome this as we await the 6 months?
Abantu abaningi uma sibhekile bayaxoshwa emsebenzini. Namhlanje nje bengithola ucingo olokuthi umuntu osebenzela inkampani ethize enkulu kakhulu bamtshela ukuthi abakwazi ukuqhubeka naye emsebenzini ngoba i-permit yakhe isiphelele. Kanti ke lo muntu uyabuza ke manje ukuthi angenza kanjani lokhu ngoba phela usethola incwadi ethi i-permit leyi extend yo. Akusiye yedwa lowo muntu. Sinabantu abaningi abanye baxakwe ukuthi bafuna ukuthola iy'mali zabo ze-UIF. Abanye abaningi bayayiyeka nale misebenzi bese saba ukuthi uma bangalinda unqamulajuqu lo okuphelela bazothi uma sokuthiwa phumanini babe bengayitholanga imali yabo. So kunabantu abaningi abahamba emsebenzini bayobeka isicelo sokuthi ngabashiya umsebenzi ukuze bathole iy'mali zabo ezinjengama-pension fund nama-provident fund. Kodwa kusenjalo lezi iy'mali kaziphumi ngoba kuzothiwa kakuphinde kuyocelwa ku-Home Affairs ukuthi banikezwe incwadi ezikhomba ukuthi balapho kusemthethweni. Okwenza njalo ukuthi lokhu sikuthole lokhu kuhlehlele emuva, abantu abasakwazi nokuthi impilo zabo bazihlela njani. Sebedlele evalweni nsuku zonke ngoba imisebenzi iyaphela, amabhenki avala ama-akhawunti, ngabakwazi ukwenza izicelo zezimali, ngabakwazi ukuvula ama-akhawunti. Sebephila nje njengabantu abasendleleni abahlala bephethe imishaqana.
Maybe if you can just tell us that again in English, what are some of the issues that are people facing now and how can these issues be resolved in the next 6 months?
Well, look, as I was just saying, today I just received a call from a gentleman who works for a relatively big company.
Yeah.
And his issue is that he's just got axed or fired because his employer said he cannot keep him, you know, working for the company because he would be arrested, he would be violating, you know, labor laws. When he's a ZTP holder, simply because companies were told that these visas are expiring on the 30th of June. And a lot of employers are taking advantage of that and firing people and knowing that within the 6 months period, they might not even be able to pursue the matter, the CCMA or even the labor court and get their money. But ultimately that they may be ejected out of the country and they won't have to pay them or compensate them for anything. So you've got people that are also resigning from work because they are hoping that they might be able to get, you know, their provident fund, their pension fund. And again, some are so afraid of resigning because if you are contributing towards the unemployment insurance fund, if you resign, then you forfeit that money, that contribution. So you've got people that are living on an ad hoc, piecemeal basis that do not even know how to resolve the problems that they are faced with.
So bearing that in mind, please stay on the line. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller, makadi enyu. Tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nani muri kupi? Caller, tauri saiti nzwi. All right, taura iti nzwi, fungwa dzenyu. I'm sorry, this is a very bad line. Sorry, caller, we can't hear you. But I'm sorry, we can't hear you. So we'll go to Amai Zimbudzana. Amai Zimbudzana, manzwa shukuta orwa navasi banda kutipane wa moja kareva shandi vgui varikutora advantage yenye iye 6 months. Jijwa muru kunzwao kufa kunyanya kumadzimai. Vakatarisa na ne 6 months za wapiwa izi.
Ndizvo zvochaizvo vashandi vazhinji vanobva kwete vese asi vamwe vanobva vatora mukana iwoyo kuti regai nditi vanhu havaende zvavo ndisina chandinovapa vanozongowanda nomunhu wokuti hama pemiti yenyu ari kuexpire ndoizvozvo zvandiri kuti ndiri kubvumirana navasivanda kuti handiti munoona zvaitwa naminista kuti minista ari kupa zvidimbu zvava zvinonetsera kuti mushandirwi haagoni kuronga nezvidimbu haagoni kuronga zvinhu zvenguva yakareba nezvidimbu zvenguva iyoyi nezvidimbu zvakadai uye mushandi chai haagoniwo kuronga nenguva yaanenge apiwa iyeyi nekuti iye zvino unotanga kufunga pane vamwe vane vana vanenge vaida kuzopinda kuzvikoro kugore noya ofunga kuti saka mwana ndomuregera here ari muno kana kuti ndoti vana ngavasumuke vaende vanofanogadzirira kuzvekuzimbabwe kana kuti todi tobuda toenda kune imwe nyika saka munoona kuti hazvinyatsi kuita especially kuna namai nekuti unenge uchida kunge une nguva yakareba yekuti uite urongwa hwako asi kana uchipiwa udimbu hwakadai urongwa hwacho unohuita sei uye nenzira iti
tiri ipapo saka zvii zvamungakurudzirawo mamwe madzimai nyanya kuti vaite panguva pa6 months dzavapiwa idzi
isusu takakurudzira zvatakakurudzira hatisi kuzochinja hatina kushanduka kubvira pakatanga kupiwa gore rekutanga takakurudzira vanhu vanokwanisa kuti itai zviri kutaurwa naminista kana muri kuona zvakaringana maringe ekuti mugare muno musouth africa itai zviri kutaurwa naminista moapply moita mapemiti kune vanokwanisa vanoona kuti south africa haichaiti haisina kuringana tinokurudzirawo kuti aiwa zve haungarambi uchishuzhira pamusha womunhu munhu achikutaurira kuti ini mangu mudura hamusina chinhu utsvaka dura riri nani unoshuzhira kumwe kana kuti wodzokera kwako kumusha unoona kuti wako munda warima here uyezve pari zvino chekupedzisira tinokurudzira kuti vanhu ngavachironga vachiziva kuti iye zvino izvi munomu macho kana watofunga wakuda kushingirira kuti urambe uripo wotoziva kuti uchashingirira asi unenge uchiti rimwe gumbo riri kuno rimwe gumbo rakatarisa kumusha kuzimbabwe nekuti hapana zvichazikanwa kuti minista mangwana anomuka achiti kudii vamwe anogona kuti musi wa31 wacho uchisvika 31 december budai nese kana kuti anogona kumuka achiti aiwa taakugadzirisa zvete awedzera ine 6 months saka zvaakuda kuti vanhu vanyatsofunga neudzamu kuti vanoda kuita zvipi zvacho voita izvozvo
Let me come back to you, Dr. Vusimusi Sibanda. We see that there are also some court cases that are still pending. Are these going to work for the people that are actually saying they would like the extension to be longer? Or if so, how?
Well, look, the purpose of the court case really and what people are hoping for is basically that, you know, the courts could actually set aside that decision, you know, to not grant a more permanent kind of permit because, you know, they have accrued the right. So, I mean, people do want an extension, but more so we are talking about people that are so disadvantaged to such an extent that now they are just willing to get anything to remain in South Africa rather than go out of South Africa because they cannot make any livelihood, you know, in Zimbabwe, considering how bad things have become, you know, from the time that they left the country up to where, you know, we are today. So these short extensions are not really, you know, workable. They are not making people's lives any better. But the more ideal situation is a lawful situation where the rights, you know, of the ZTP holders are upheld in the sense that they have lived in South Africa for in excess of 13 years. And some of them were even asylum seekers whose asylum permits were not adjudicated upon because they were moved overnight from asylum, you know, to the, you know, DZP, which did not guarantee them the permanence that they would have gotten from the, you know, asylum seeker documents that they had. Because remember, if they continued with asylum seeker, a lot of them would have acquired, you know, citizenship now through the refugee, you know, system. So it's unfortunate that, you know, when we discuss this and because of the brevity or the shortness of time, it is not really possible to go into details and look at the unfairness, at the inhumanness, at the cruelty that lies behind the decision not to extend, you know, the ZTP documents, considering the classes and groups of people that are affected by this decision.
Please stay on the line. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. I think there's something wrong with our lines here today because I cannot hear the caller. Hello, caller. Thank you so much, caller, but we can't hear you. Hello, caller. I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Mai Zimbudzana Totsuka Shakare Kwamuri. We're going to go back to Mai Zimbudzana. The callers, I think there's something wrong with the line today. So we'll stay with our guest, Mai Zimbudzana. You just heard there Mr. Sibanda talking about how unfair what is going on regarding this extension and also the issues, you know, pertaining to how we got to this situation. So moving forward, what's your take?
So I think South Africa needs to come up with a proper position to say this is done, this is it. Because then to us it gives the impression that the minister is probably afraid of the decision of the court, because he's thinking the decision of the court might not go with what he's expecting. He would rather therefore preempt it and give this 6-month extension. But to the employer and to the employee, it doesn't work. Because how do people plan? People need to plan long term or even medium term. Because in this case, it's 6 months is just too short a period to plan for anything. So South Africa needs to take a proper position, and then both sides then start dealing with that proper position.
Tomboona zvakare kuti nyika yakatarisana nesarudzo iro gore rino muna nyamavhuvhu kana kuti August 23. Zvaitika izvi zvingakanganisa here vamwe vanga vada kudzokera kumusha kuti vanovhota?
Vanga vakagara vakaronga kuti vanoda kunovhota, handioni zvichikanganisa. In fact, zvakatonaka nekuti vanenge vachifamba zvakanaka kava kana vanobuda vachipinda munyika vachibvumidzwa kudzoka kuno kuSouth Africa. Saka hazvinyanyi kukanganisa. Zvingatokanganise maybe kuna vanga vatopeka peka mukuende yavo vachiti vaakuda kudzokera, kuti vanoti zvinoda ndambopiwa dzimwe 6 months, regai ndimboshushuvira ndirimo ndozoenda hangu kana 6 months idzodzi dzapfuura.
I'll give that same question to you, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda, regarding that, you know, Zimbabwe is looking at elections on August 23rd. How does this extension affect those that had already left saying, end of June, I won't have any papers, wanted to go and vote?
Well, those that wanted to vote, obviously, the likelihood, if they managed to register, you know, obviously they would. But the problem, like we have said, is that these are people that already are living on a piecemeal basis. So those that have left, you know, that made the decision to left, you know, and they've managed to register to vote, you know, good and well. But I think the saddest part of this whole thing is that, is there a likelihood that, you know, if they go and vote in Zimbabwe, that is going to change and their lives are not going to be in danger? Because you see, we are so hopeful that we can see significant change as a result of elections taking place in Zimbabwe. But we can never be oblivious of the fact that we know that the government of Mr. Mnangagwa will not accept any defeat, and that will be a cold day in hell if that happens. Otherwise, we are all confident and sure that should, you know, they lose, as it is always purported, we have seen that they've lost, they would rather obliterate the whole country. And there's no one who's coming to the aid of the Zimbabweans. So it is unfortunate that those that might actually go to vote, they might also, you know, find themselves, you know, under the hammer come the 23rd of August and thereafter when, you know, push comes to shove.
Thank you there. Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests. We had there Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda. We had also Diana Zimbudzana Chambara. And you, of course, our listeners at home, signing off from in Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night.